This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, as Sue has just reported, that area underneath 44 at 141, because of the flooding of the Merrimack, has been shut down. The river, I think, is expected to crest tomorrow, so it may be closed down for more than 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
For those people who live in that area, we kind of knew it was coming.
You know, we did.
You get used to it to a certain extent, but we appreciate the very latest on that. That's going to create a little bit of a problem. People want to get around. It's good that they know now, because if you get that big line of traffic, either northbound or southbound, that's probably not going to go well for folks. But Sue will keep you updated on everything. Don't forget, we have a Monday edition of Sue's News in the next hour. Dave Simons is going to be here to talk about tariffs. And on the topic of tariffs, here's the president last night on Air Force One.
Because of the tariffs, we have $7 trillion already committed to be invested in the United States, building auto plants, building chip companies, and all sorts of companies are coming into our country at levels that we've never seen before. Those tariffs next year will make us $1 trillion. In addition to the $1 trillion, thousands of companies are going to relocate back into the United States.
So that's the promise that he's been making. And he was asked, even by reporters, would you consider a little pause here?
Would you be open to a pause in tariffs to allow for negotiations?
Well, we're not looking at that. We have many, many countries that are coming to negotiate deals with us, and they're going to be fair deals. And in certain cases, they're going to be paying substantial tariffs. There'll be fair deals.
So I made it clear last week, I'm in the camp that is a little jittery about all this, but willing to give some of this time. One of the issues that I had, and we highlighted this, I think, on Thursday, probably talked about on the roundtable as well, is that these are not reciprocal tariffs. That these are not reciprocal. That's one of the issues I would have, that they're not the same tariffs. So I'm not sure. The math is a little funky here from the administration. Charles Lipson is here, professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. He writes, of course, for The Spectator at Real Clear Politics and more. His columns are available free at charleslipson.com. Do you share my anxiety? How are you on this Monday? How's your portfolio? All those things, Charles. How are you?
Hey, I'm smart enough not to look in my portfolio.
Yeah, me too. Well, it was weird. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, it was up. You know, the market was up today. Ends up closing down a few hundred points. The NASDAQ was up. So there were mixed signals, though, I think, that were being sent across the globe this morning.
That's right. Let me try to say something that's a little different from what your listeners have already heard. They've heard Trump saying, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. And they've heard a lot of economists, I would say it's almost uniform, saying, oh, this is the worst thing ever. So what's really going on, I think, is that people can't tell if Trump is trying to create a world in which there would be essentially an isolationist U.S., on its own bottom, and or whether he is trying to use that as a threat to get others to lower their tariffs.
Could be a little of both, though, couldn't it?
Absolutely right. That's exactly right. But it's important to understand that if he is using it as a threat, that he would never indicate that he was anything other than perfectly happy to have other countries not come back. Now, I think China's a not come back and just retaliate.
Right. I got you.
Okay. But I think China is a different issue because I think China is a case where he views them, I think, correctly as an enemy, and an enemy that has gotten rich off of the United States. So he's not all that interested in striking a deal with China. He would like to see that production move to Vietnam, which has come immediately to try to strike a deal, or some other countries. But the key thing, so I think your listeners have already heard most of that. I think what they should also hear is that this is a game, I mean a game in the technical sense,
sure.
You know, a game theory. This is a game in which the winner is the one who can outlast the other. So it's like a diet. Can you hang on long enough to get the weight off? You know.
Well, the weight is significant because let me go to that issue. I saw a couple of posts today. When you look at the budget deficits, just those alone. So if you go to 2017, it was $665 billion. By 2019, it was $984 billion. By 2020, it was $3.1 trillion. That's because of COVID. And then under Biden, it's $2.8 trillion in 21, $1.3 in 2022, $1.69 in 23, and $1.8 in 2024. Then you look at the trade deficit numbers. This kind of puts it into perspective. If you go back to 2005, we were down with the the unevenness, if you will, $318 billion. Then you get to 2009, where it's $1.4 trillion. Some of this goes down over the course of the years up to 2019. But then you get to, you know, the last 4 years, $3.1 trillion, $2.7, $1.3, $1.6, $1.8 trillion that were underwater on this trade deficit. So those are the numbers that you're trying to affect here.
These are unsustainable numbers.
Right.
And I think one of the themes, the key themes of the Trump administration is that so much of what we've been doing is unsustainable and that there have to be very basic changes in the way we're going about our business or we won't, we'll have a catastrophe. And so I do think he's right about that. Now, I would say the reason that Biden's deficits, and I'm talking about specifically the budget deficits, were so large, is not just that Democrats are big spenders, but they've run out of ideas. They simply don't know anything other than spending now. Their basic idea was to create essentially a social democracy, what Europe has, within America. And that began really ideologically under Franklin Roosevelt, but it became a big deal under Lyndon Johnson and the Great Society programs. And Barack Obama put the last portion of it into place with the Affordable Care Act, so-called. And the problem is that now they've done essentially everything they wanted to do. What are their big ideas?
They don't have any. They do not have any. That's what's interesting about the complaints right now about trying to, you know, do something about this. I think most of the American people realize that this is a financial cliff that, you know, we don't want to fall off of. And there's only, handful of ways that you can really address it right now, and the tariffs is one of the ways. The question then is, how much economic pain are we kind of willing to go through here, you know, to get the Band-Aid back on, or at least to fix some of this? Now, I have Batyangar Sargon, one of our good contributors, along with you, Charles, on the show in a couple hours, and one of her points is, look, you know, there's a choice that's being made here.
Do you know, it's so amazing. This morning on one of the liberal channels, I saw a Democrat congressman, and he was just sitting there saying, I have no idea why President Trump is doing this. They simply cannot understand why he is implementing the tariffs, because the answer is simple. He is choosing Main Street over Wall Street.
And he sort of promised that he would do that. You know, he's certainly doing things that in theory would appeal to working class Americans and have benefits for them. But here's where I'm nervous, Charles. If this math doesn't work out, if we're crashing the market to get the Fed to reduce rates, if we're in a recession, the pain could be a little longer than we would anticipate. And that's what I think makes a lot of people nervous right now.
I think you're exactly right. I attended a meeting. 25, 30 Republicans in Chicago. I always tell them they constitute the entire Republican Party in Chicago, 25 or 30. But there were a lot of nervous people there. There were some people nervous because ideologically they're free traders. But I think most of the people were nervous because they just don't know if it'll work out. It's not so much the pain in the markets, but even if the markets were only down a little bit, they just think that this may very well not work out. But I think that you're already seeing more and more countries come
Absolutely.
To the table and
right.
say, we can't. And all the small countries have to come to the table. None of them can stand being held out of the American market.
Well, and that's fine for me. That's why at least a little bit of patience is warranted here for a couple of weeks to see how this, you know, sort of shakes out. I got a text message from a friend over the weekend, and I thought this was interesting. And I do think that this representative of where a lot of people are, Charles. It said this: I'm not trying to sound like a pessimist here. Maybe it's because I'm not as connected to the news as I used to be, and I'm not completely aware of what's going on. And the tariff stuff is complicated, let's face it. But Trump said before he got elected that prices would go down on goods. And if anything, it seems like all these tariffs he's imposing on countries are just pissing them off more and prices are going up. What's the deal? And they said, and listen, I voted for the guy and want to believe he's doing good now, but right now I don't know what to believe. And that's part of the issue, is you don't know what to believe.
I think that's right. I would say this about prices. Prices will go up, but this is not one of those things where it's a sustained price rise because of the tariffs. This is a one-shot deal. Now, it may take 6 months or something like that for it to work its way through as the supply chains get adjusted, but raising tariffs is not like pumping more and more money into the economy, in which inflation continues month after month, year after year. And that's what was happening during the Biden administration, as the Federal Reserve was essentially trying to fund what Joe Biden's overspending. I think that the tariffs are not only important, but it's absolutely crucial that what Doge and Elon Musk are doing really bite in to the overspending. I would say also that this big beautiful bill that Trump is advocating is likely to run very large deficits unless there is a very quick and large pop to the economy as a result of it.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And I think that they're aware of that, which is why some of this is happening right now. I want to go back to my point, and we made this last week. It seems like the promise was reciprocal tariffs, but it doesn't seem like that's what's happening right now. And the numbers don't really match up. So that's one of the things that's confusing for me. Now, I'll be the first to admit that this is complicated, Charles, and it's very hard to understand. But it looks like the Trump administration is now charging other countries more than they charge the U.S. So where does the reciprocal part of that come?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Man.
Well, first of all, when we use the term tariffs, we're using it loosely. A tariff is a tax at the border. It's kind of like a sales tax. But there are a lot of other trade barriers. For example, a country may say you have to comply with certain rules that our domestic producers don't have to. You can only import so many cars or whatever, and our domestic producers are not subject to that, of course. So there are a lot of trade barriers, and I do not know how they've calculated, but the important point, even if the tariffs are higher on these countries, that they are going to have to come to the U.S. to negotiate because of the importance of the market. And the countries that may not do that are the ones that are kind of that have themselves very large markets and can impose reciprocal tariffs that hurt us. And the only countries that are like that are really China and the EU. Maybe some countries like Canada can impose tariffs and so forth on energy. But basically, the whole world is going to have to start negotiating with Trump, and it could be that we'll end up with lower tariffs all around, even though the threat is to raise them.
Well, and, you know, this is where I get confused, though, and maybe this is going to work itself out this week. On Friday, when he was talking about some of this, he gives India as an example. India, he says, is charging us 52%, and we almost charge nothing. So they impose the tariffs, and the information that I have says that the weighted tariffs on imports was 7.5% or 7.7%, and the average was 15.9%. Well, that's not 52%. So, again, if it's reciprocal, it seems like it's well over and above. And by the way, he's got a good relationship with the, you know, the Prime Minister of Yeah, right. So, again, let's see where this is in a week or a couple of weeks. Again, the market was very interesting today, the way it fluctuated. Obviously, any bit of information is going to turn it in a certain direction. I have my friend Dave Simons coming on in the next hour to kind of explain a lot of that. But, Charles, appreciate your insight on this Monday. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, Mark.
That's Charles Lipson. You can find him at charleslipson.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.